completely redesigned Bashani Radio app is hotter than ever. Ever. Now you can binge listen your favorite podcast show. And for those listeners that like to talk trash, excuse me, I mean give feedback. Just tap our new feedback button and run your mouth for 60 seconds. Download free for iPhone and Android in the App Store or listen online at BashaniRadio.com.
And we are back again. Welcome to Real Talk with AH3 on the Black Independent Network on the Bashani Radio app. I am Alvin Hanja III. AH3 to most, El Papi Chocolate to some. You can always connect with me and see more of my thoughts and musings at facebook.com/purposed1, Alvin III. Again, facebook.com/purposed1, Alvin III. And ladies and gentlemen, the mailbag is open. You can send me questions and topic requests to realtalkwithah3@gmail.com. I may choose a few to cover over time. Please check out the archives for more of my great podcast episodes again on the Bashani Radio app. Make sure you download the new Bashani Radio app on Android or iPhone. Go to the app stores, download it so that you'll be able to send feedback and be able to organize your show watching better. Just wanted to let you guys know that again. All right, here's what I have for you today. Today I'm talking about the three realms of your life. The three realms of your life. Okay, what is Alvin talking about now? Since he's not talking about sexual politics, subject you guys absolutely love. Anyway, the three realms of your life. Here's the three realms of your life, ladies and gentlemen. Your mental state, your physical state, and your philosophical, spiritual, subconscious state. Your philosophical, spiritual, subconscious state. So let us talk about the first one, your mental state. Mental state is your intelligence. It is your experience. It is your wisdom. It's your connecting your dots. It's your how do I get from point A to point B. This is how we do it. This is your experience base for the most part. This is your intellectuality. I think you get what I'm saying with your mental state. Mental state helps you navigate your daily life. And for most parts, it also helps you to navigate your various relationships that you got and situations that you have going on with people so that you can achieve point A to point B, map it out before you even take any actual action. This is what is regarded very highly, or one of the realms regarded very, very highly in our highly competitive, highly intellectual driven society at this time, and it is a very valuable asset to have. So that is your mental state. Physical state kind of goes without saying. It is your fitness level, body maintenance, ability to be able to physically do, go, be, endure, handle things. Your way to adjust things and move things in the world physically, your ability to get from point A to point B in a physical manner. Just very straightforward. It's usually the image that you see in the mirror, the image that you see of other people. It is your combination of your habits in both your mental world, as well as in the influence by your philosophical, psychological, subconscious, spiritual world as well. And it's a very integral part of your daily living as well. So that is your physical part. Your next part is what I just referred to, your subconscious, physical, spiritual, philosophical self. This differs from your general mind because it's not dominated by pure logic. It's more of cultivated experience in a non-intellectual way. Some people call it intuition. There's many names for it, but it's those things that you don't quite have a logical explanation for, but they seem to help steer you or protect you or guide you in your life. Could be influenced by experiences that you had. Could be something that you just came across that works for you. Some people ascribe a religion or a god to it. Some people kind of put themselves at the center of it and just say, I've developed a certain philosophy about things. Either way, it's that part of you that you can't quite understand. You know, it doesn't make sense, but at the same time, it makes sense for your life. So those are the three realms of your life. Sounds kind of cliche, right? So what's the difference? Why am I talking about this? You know, everybody's heard mind, body, soul, right? Or for the most part, or if you've decided to take a life journey of investigating the deeper things of life, these things pop up. Well, this is a friendly reminder that when you're having difficulties with one or two, your answer probably lies or at least some type of temporary relief resides in the other aspects somewhere. Usually the clues are in the other aspects. So if you are having physical issues physical body issues, you're going to have to lean on the mental aspect, and you're going to have to lean on the psychological, spiritual, subconscious aspect to help mitigate those things. There may actually be certain things in those two realms that you have to resolve in order to help make your physical state better. Same thing. You could swap out one of those and you can put in the other two. So physical one, you know, which is usually, like, for instance, the one that a lot of people have challenges with is managing their fitness from their diet, you know, having more energy, more vitality, managing proper diet so that you can have the optimal health and fitness and vitality that you need. Somewhere tucked in there, it's somewhere in the subconscious spiritual realm and the mental realm, has to be some type of adjustments so that you could create sustainable things. Usually in the psychological or subconscious realm, there's some type of unmet desire, unmet expectation, some type of coping mechanism, some type of disappointment that hasn't been quite de-triggered or worked out. Therefore, it leads you to negative health practices. You know, common ones, excessive eating, alcohol, drugs, something like that. You have to address those things in that realm, and you have to use means from the mental realm, in other words, kind of logical action steps to detrigger those things, or find people who can help you be accountable to those things until you have the strength to do it on your own. So, physical realm, mental realm. Mental realm is very, very dominant, very, very strong. And sometimes what's necessary is that you do use the subconscious realm, but you get into your body as well. Sometimes we can sit around and think and process and analyze and overanalyze something, trying to put a logical framework around something that doesn't have the most logical answer. And we have to get into the subconscious realm and just trust the process. But in the meantime, keep ourselves physically active so that some of that mental space can be positively fatigued out. Because who knows, staying up extremely late at night trying to figure out things that you just don't have the answer to, in the logical realm, you may actually have the answer already in the subconscious realm. But if you don't allow yourself to relax, rest, or try to promote rest and relaxation, you're going to have a difficult time getting the answer that you need to logically move forward. So that is the issues of the mental realm. Issues with the subconscious psychological, spiritual realm. Whenever you can't find... So, there's unresolved issues in the mind, and then there's unresolved issues in the heart. Unresolved issues in the heart is where you have an unrest. Everything's pretty decent in your daily life, but you just have a nagging, unresolved unrest in your heart. Usually comes out as you just randomly sighing or taking deep breaths over things. You know, sometimes it comes out in the form of anxiety, not knowing what the future's going to hold. Well, this is where your physical realm and your mental realm can be helpful, meaning you could do the same thing that you did when dealing with the excessive mental realm. You got to get into your body somehow. Take walks, go exercise, or be in the moment. This may actually be one of those times where you could do small, simple things that are enjoyable, but not necessarily addictive or excessive. You know, go and eat that one cookie, or drink that tea, or listen to that good music, or watch that good show. Something like that. Something that will help you escape in a healthy way, or be in the moment in a healthy way, in conjunction with your some type of physical aspect. And those things can help you feel better about your current situation, or at least take away the self-suffering that you do while you're trying to wait for things to resolve, or wait for a different outcome to happen, or for what I've seen sometimes, a certain person or situation to show up and change the paradigm in a positive way, or in a way that you didn't expect. So, let's talk about the big one. What happens when you have That lovely, what's the word? Trifecta. You feel you got issues, mind, bodily, subconsciously, psychologically, spiritually. This is actually sometimes very, very sacred ground. You come to realize that you have only so much control in your life, and you are at the mercy of circumstance. Sometimes in this situation, it doesn't go exactly the way that you think it should. But many times it actually goes in a direction you just never saw. And you just are at the mercy of time, circumstance, or some type of spark or inspiration that may come externally from somebody who's actually pretty sharp at the time in their mind, body, and spirit. And this is why you do need, you can't just do it all by yourself. You do need a love circle or an accountability circle to help trigger, to either help support you or to help trigger you or get you out. Sometimes you don't even have that. We're going to go full cynic right here, right now. What if you don't have that? You ain't got no body. Your mind issue, body issue, psychological issues. You ain't got a close circle. This is even a holier ground. Because sometimes all it takes is a word or a gesture or an experience from a complete stranger that can open up at least one of those areas, and all you need is a foothold in one of those areas to start to move and restoring those other areas. For every tragedy situation that you've ever heard from people at their extreme bottom, there's always a correlated story of another person who's been in that same situation and has came out of it. So what am I saying, that it's easy? No. But what I'm saying is that all things are still completely possible. But sometimes we don't realize that we have more options at our disposal to restore and rebuild ourselves through the tragedies of life than we give ourselves understanding to. But if you could just hold on to whenever you're having an issue in one of those realms, you still have tools at disposal at the other two realms. In worst case scenario, if you find yourself at the mercy of time and opportunity, you either have a set of friends or allies, or you are in an environment where not all strangers are malevolent and against you. You just have to have the experience with another stranger who can pick up on your need for help to get you out of that situation. It's very rare that you get caught into, extremely rare that you get caught into a place of complete inadequacy and it just ends there. It's rare. It's rare. I'm of the personal belief that, especially when it comes to issues of death, it's not your time unless it's your time. Sometimes even when you do the absolute most foolish of things and work against yourself, you're not going to go until it's time for you to go. All right. So those are the three realms and what to do with them. And this has been another episode of Real Talk with AH3. And until next time, peace.
Completely redesigned, but Shawnee Radio app is hotter than ever. Now you can binge listen your favorite podcast show. And for those listeners that like to talk trash, excuse me, I mean give feedback. Just tap our new feedback button and run your mouth for 60 seconds. Download free for iPhone and Android in the App Store or listen online at BashaniRadio.com.